Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The government is close, very close, to shutting down. Funding runs dry at 11:59:59 tonight. We were in the Capitol till very late last night, and the intra-party dynamics now point to political loggerheads. Republican leadership in the House and Senate seem pretty comfortable in their political position. Paul Ryan's House passed a month-long funding bill with a six-year extension of children's health insurance. He says Senate Democrats should take it up immediately. Why should they take it up? He says they don't disagree with anything in the bill, but instead, Democrats want Republicans to take up DACA. Top GOP minds involved in these talks tell us that they won't, under any circumstances, consider DACA or a budget deal if the government is closed. Senior Republicans say unless they turn weak-kneed, they will force Democrats to vote against reopening the government again and again until they relent. Remember, Senate Democrats have re-elections in Trump states like West Virginia, Missouri, North Dakota, and Indiana.
Democrats, meanwhile, have a more resolve than we've seen in a while. For many of them, the DACA issue is a core value, not a political position. They say they are tired of not being consulted on legislation where Republicans need their support. Dems hope that today, after Republicans fail to move forward on the bill, cooler heads will prevail and they'll come to negotiate. Of course, we're talking about the Senate, so this can all change. Burgess Everett and Sungmin Kim detail how bad it got last night in the Senate chamber. For a few minutes, it looked like they couldn't even agree to adjourn for the night after Senator Angus King objected to go to bed. After 10 p.m., Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell finally secured agreement to send senators home for the night and regroup. The Senate is slated to reconvene at 11 a.m. today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are likely to speak. No votes are scheduled at the moment.
In Washington, we oftentimes talk about the blame game, but this is tricky. It's hard to know who will take the fall for a shutdown. After the 2013 shutdown, Republicans won the Senate and took the largest majority in the House since Herbert Hoover. This all comes as President Trump is celebrating his first year in office. Trump is expected to leave for Mar-a-Lago this afternoon, just 7.5 hours ahead of a government shutdown. The political optics of this are absolutely terrible, according to Republicans and Democrats alike. The president is going to take Air Force One to his glitzy resort in Palm Beach with the government slated to shut down? We got a whole lot of what-is-he-thinking emails from both sides of the aisle.
The president did work the phones a bit yesterday and urged lawmakers to keep the government open. One big question is how will Trump handle a shutdown? On the one hand, he is a massive bully pulpit and could use it to beat up on Democrats. But on the other hand, Trump seems quite skittish of this shutdown and could be itchy to reopen the government. Our colleagues Eliana Johnson and Burgess Everett report on how it always comes back to Trump and TV, as they report that Trump's TV habits have raised the risk of a shutdown. And Andrew Rustuccia reports that the shutdown threats have tanked West Wing morale, as many are already considering heading for the exits.
John Bresnahan and Heather Cagle have an illuminating scoop. The two report that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer slammed Senator Tom Cotton in a face-to-face meeting with Trump. Schumer told the president there would be no deal on Dreamers if Cotton is involved. He also told Trump he was being ill-served by White House aides. Meanwhile, the New York Times details the ongoing push and pull between the president and his chief of staff, John Kelly. Kelly, earlier this week, described Trump's views on the border wall as not fully informed. Trump continued to be riled up late into the week, despite other aides like Kellyanne Conway and Don McGahn reported working well with Kelly.
The Wall Street Journal details how Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen set up a private company and pseudonyms to pay former porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 in return for her agreeing not to discuss publicly her alleged sexual encounter with Trump. While Bloomberg reports that Chris Christie is back to civilian life after he was blocked from using a VIP entrance at Newark Airport, Christie disputed Bloomberg's characterization, calling it an absolutely false story on Twitter. The president will address March for Life and anti-abortion leaders this afternoon in the Rose Garden. He will meet with his national security team before leaving this afternoon with the First Lady for Palm Beach. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.